Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is Newmania.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio, your internet radio home of the New York Rangers. The New York Rangers, turning wins into overtime losses since 2005. Eddie, I'm at a loss with this goddamn I'll tell you what, man. Thank you for calling me up and saying, let's get on the air, let's get the masses together. We have come.
We must have misery.
It has been an ugly, ugly 3 days since the last time we sat with all of you and discussed Ranger hockey. How are you, Eddie?
Oh, they just delivered a nice punch to my big gut with that freaking loss. Oh, they had it. They had it, Jimmy. And they blew it. Why did they blow it? I guess there's several reasons why they blew it. I felt there was a couple minutes. I didn't think the Ranger comeback or the Ranger explosion was as epic as Sam Rosen was making it to be. They did manage to get two goals on the five-minute power play, which was fantastic. It was super cool. And then they went right back to their, sluggish ways. But when you come to think about it, then they did get a couple goals there, and they had it. They had it, and they blew it. They blew it.
You blew it.
You blew it.
City Hawks Fever wants you to scream into your microphone. They stink.
They stink. There you go.
This is a mess. I know, right? We take requests on this show. I mean, that Toronto game was an epic disaster. Nope. They came out, played a decent first period, and I thought, I think they got a goal in the first period. And I thought, okay, we're gonna get it. You know, I bought all the hype. We just need to get home, and everything will be fine once we get home. And Tortorella's clicking his ruby slippers together. There's no place like home, Auntie M. There's no place like home. And then they get home and they play a great first period. And I'm thinking, all right, this is it. We're turning it all around. And then nothing. A disaster for the next two periods. And then today, I mean, let's face it. They had a five-minute power play. Then they got 2 minutes. If they played 8 minutes of decent hockey today, I would say that's probably pretty close to accurate. They weren't good at all today for the most part. Yeah, okay, they got two goals on the five-on-four, on the five-minute penalty. You know, they got a goal, you know, the other goal from Richards and then one from Gabrick, I think. But other, they weren't very good most of the day today. They slept walked through the first period. This team absolutely, positively refuses to play 60 minutes of hockey. And unfortunately, that's how long the games are.
Yes, or even longer. And they
yeah.
still can't win. I agree with you. I saw some positives, if I had to come out with some positives. Out of the game, I thought the Rangers capitalized on mistakes by Ottawa and made them pay. That was a little bit of a baby step. But I thought the Rangers also were very lucky. I thought that Konopka penalty was not worthy of a five-minute major and a toss.
Now, that's interesting that you say that because I've seen a few Ranger fans say that. That, oh, you know, I think the Rangers caught a break there. That shouldn't have been a, you know, game misconduct. But the I didn't get to see the game on MSG. I had to watch it on NHL Network. It was blacked out on center ice, so I had to watch the – it was the Hockey Night in Canada feed. And those guys were going crazy. Oh, that's – he deserves to get thrown out of the game. Konopka, you know, what's he thinking there? So it was – you know, it's really interesting because you would expect it to be just the – you know, just the opposite, that the Hockey Night in Canada guys are going to defend the Senators. But I thought it was interesting to see on Twitter a lot of Ranger fans were saying, "Geez, we caught a break there. That shouldn't have been a game, you know, game misconduct, or whatever."
And I thought the Volsky should have been a 5-minute job. I mean, he's basically elbowed the guy for no reason, and it's Daniel Alfredson, nonetheless. I mean, you do that to a guy who was, you know, all right. Alfred Sox has not been as good as he used to be, but, you know, still he's a star player as far as Ottawa goes. And 2 minutes for a hit to the head or whatever that stupid penalty was, he should have been gone for 5 minutes. And so I thought the Rangers caught a break. There was a lot of good feeling, you know, with, you know, Gabrick and Richards are clicking, Callahan scores again, but there's a lot of guys that are missing in this equation still. Derek Stepan, I thought, had an all right game. Dubinsky, I don't know what's going on with the guy. I mean, you know, they try and say during that broadcast he was having a decent game. I know you didn't get the feed, but he didn't look good at all.
Hey, he was 2 feet in front of the net, and he missed the net.
Yeah,
he missed the net. The Hockey Night in Canada guys were saying, "Brandon Dubinsky, what is the guy?" I think the guy said something like, "What is going on with you? How do you miss that?" I mean, they're just now. There are too many guys just sleepwalking. You know, I said this earlier. I put this on Twitter, and I get your opinion on it. We'll get the opinion of the chat room. We're going to take calls. We're going to blow through calls as fast as we can because we know it's Saturday night. Everybody's got other things they want
to
be doing. And
it's raining over here. It's like a nor'easter.
Oh, well, here
it is. 5,000 things tonight.
We're going to go to a Halloween thing after we're done with the show. But anyway, 646-478-4692 is your two-way sports talk telephone number. And we'll get to your calls in just a second. I put this out on Twitter today. That last year, this team believed in themselves, and they believed in their coach. And right now, I don't see either of those things. I don't see either of those things. I think this team is scared to death to make a mistake. You've said it before yourself. They're gripping the sticks too tight. Guys are getting benched left and right. Tortorella's benching guys like it's a bodily function right now. Artie Anisimov gets run into the boards. He was flat out. I mean, I really thought there was something really seriously wrong with him the way he was laid out on the ice. He said after the game he's not right. He doesn't feel right. He's going to be examined tomorrow. And Tortorella says there's nothing wrong with him. I didn't bench him because he didn't sit because he's hurt. He sit because of his performance. So I don't know what's going on. This team is not connected with its coach right now. Whatever he's telling them, they're not listening. He's not listening to them, and they're not listening to him. Or whatever. He's not listening to them, and they're not listening to him. I guess that's what I'm trying to say 3 times. But something's going on, Eddie. Something ain't right.
Well, Artie was playing very good until that hit. And then after that hit, He made a couple dumbass plays, one where he charged a point man. I think it was Carlson. It may have been somebody else. And the guy went right around him. And he didn't look right after that. So I'm going with Artie on this one, that Artie was just not feeling well after that. I thought the Prust Boyle line out. As far as torts go, he came out on Ranger Rants on Andrew Gross's thing and basically did a whole accountability issue where he actually took some accountability that he was changing the lines too much and he was, you know, he thinks the team cares. It's not a question of the team caring. So he tried to make an effort to keep the lines together somewhat. But I didn't see that. And he's always hypocritical, really, when he says that, because we saw it today. It was like, at one point, I think they had three centers out there. It was like Anisimov, Boyle, and Richards on the line, you know. So it's tough. I take what John Tortorella says with a grain of salt because I see evidence to the contrary. Are they disconnected, as you say? They've been able to stay away from the penalties for the most part. That's another thing. I'm looking for positives here. I don't know. I don't think it's as bad as it is with Tortorella right now. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to be one of these guys that's like fired the coach because then you're stuck with the same thing. I mean, you know, the second and third lines, now Callahan did score, but with Dubinsky and Anisimov, these are guys we're counting on for 20 goals plus. Stepan still hasn't scored his first goal yet this year. The Boyle-Prust line wasn't all that great tonight. Although I like the Rangers were hitting, and there was, to me at least, there was a feeling that I was watching a little bit of the Rangers last year for a little bit. But you're right. There seems to be a little bit of disconnect, especially with the Artie comments, which I didn't know about. That Artie says, I feel bad, and then Toro goes, oh, he's all right. You know, very dismissive of what his players say. So.
And Marco, I know it's only game 9. I get that. But there are some very disturbing signs with this team. Absolutely, there's lots of time to change. Absolutely. And I, of course, it's not. I'm not sitting here telling you I've given up, or I don't think Torts needs to be fired or anything like that, because I don't think that fixes anything if you're just gonna because they're just gonna give the job to Mike Sullivan anyway.
Oh boy,
Curry Perns out there.
But something's. In my opinion, something is very broken with this team right now. Something just doesn't look right about this team. Last year's team was just totally different. You want to call it eye of the tiger? I don't know. Call it something. There was something about last year's team from game one that was special. And whatever that was, call it moxie, call it whatever you want. It's not there yet. And I hope they figure out what it is and where it went. Because otherwise, yeah, boy. that's my partner would say, yeah, boy.
But you have to, you know, I don't know why I feel so compassionate after they fucking sucked the place up tonight at the Garden. I felt so bad for them. But I did.
It's a complete role reversal for the co-host to this show.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why I'm so optimistic after they just punched me in the gut, you know.
They completely shit the bed today, and I thought you'd be just tearing it.
I don't know.
Thieves.
I was just glad they got a point at
You're
this
out
point.
Here like Dr. Drew.
Well, you know, I just see such overreaction.
And I'm Jeff Conaway.
Even in our own blaming, pointing the finger. I just think it's a team effort, and when the team stinks, everybody stinks. You know, and even after Richards, I don't want to seem like an elitist Ranger fan, and all of us here and who listen to this podcast are on the ball, so you know what. But people were blaming Richards after the first game. He's a bust just because he didn't make, you know, a his big splash on Broadway immediately. He's a waste of money. The big ticket players. I mean, what do you want from that guy? I mean, you know, he didn't have a great game. Today he had a great game. You know, my thing is with the Rangers, they got a lot of players out there just who weren't on the team last year. I mean, especially defensively. You know, you're relying on Steve Eminger and Tim Erickson and
not anymore.
Previously, Jeff Wojtyla. We've had Brendan Bell back there. We've got Delzato playing regularly. This is a whole new thing. I mean, this breaks up the cohesion of the team. You know, it's not the same guys. I think the absence of Mark Stahl is a big one. It's a big one. And forward-wise, though, you're right. It is the same team, basically. And you're right, the moxie is missing. I thought today they played a better hitting game, a better forechecking game, probably their best of the year. But you can't play it for 10 minutes. I mean, they played 10 minutes of good hockey.
Yeah.
You can't play that. You know, see, they used to play like two good periods and one bad period. Now
right.
It's,
now we're getting a third of a good period.
So people are. Marco said Delzato has turned his game around, and Adam said he worked for the Rangers. Oh, you missed a stellar broadcast today. Oh boy, I'll have a lot of clips for the next one. Some of the worst goal calls. Some of the worst goal calls by Sam Rosen today.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls in just 1 second. I want to throw two things out there from the home opener, okay? And you guys can discuss it. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. I've been going on and on about it for 3 days, as have a lot of people that follow me closely on Twitter that I regularly converse with. There seems to be some school of thought that those idiotic "we want Avery" chants that came up on Thursday night were just directed at Torts as an F you to him. And I really want to believe that. But these are also the same people that have been chanting "Pot Van sucks" for 50 years. So I can't completely get behind that theory. Okay. Sean Avery. Oh, if we only had Sean Avery. Here's a little tip, okay, and you can pass this on. Do Ranger fans realize that the entire rest of the National Hockey League, players, coaches, fans, laugh at the Rangers for Sean Avery? They laugh at us. And we sit there, we want Sean Avery. Nobody else in the league would want this guy on their team. They had their chance at him and passed on him. This guy, nobody wants him. They laugh at the Rangers for employing him. Let's get over the Sean Avery. He doesn't fix anything, okay? He doesn't fix any of their problems. So let's get over that. The second thing is...
Well, you know, I think also when you're losing, you know,
you
it's good
want
to
the
have
guy
it
that's
your...
not here.
Right, but, you know, but I think getting into the people who I do not agree with the chant, it's, but when you're losing and you're frustrated, you know, you kind of want a sideshow. And Sean could provide that, you know. But other than that, he provides nothing else as far as I'm concerned. You know, I thought it was – I think it was both an FU to Torts. There are a lot of Ranger fans who will not – that was the last straw with Torts, the Avery thing. That, you know, Torts finally won that battle. And
which
a lot of fans –
I don't know. You
know,
he bounces the best forward on the team from the first line to the fourth line. The guy carries us half the time. He benches him the minute he screws up. He treats Gabrick like crap half the time. That's okay. He sends down a marginal fourth line player, a guy who probably couldn't start on at least half the teams in his league, at least. Sends him to Hartford, and oh, forget it. Oh, you mess with our enough with the Sean Avery. All right, now, the two other things that bothered me from Thursday night, I know they said there were two, but I thought of another one. Second thing is, the Derek. I heard there was a Derek Boogaard tribute in the at the arena.
John Rezanso blew this one again. Rangers PR department sucks.
People watching the game on TV, we don't deserve to see a little tribute to Derek Boogaard.
Oh, they'll have the blue carpet, hire some cheesy band from, you know, out of Soho that nobody gives a crap about. They'll hire all this stuff and, you know, fly in the Messiah and this and that. They'll get the shoe black and blacken Amarante's toupee. They'll spend all this kind of money. But when it comes to heartfelt things and things that Ranger fans care about, do we get anything? Yup. Only if you're at the first TV timeout at the Garden. It's the only one you got to see of Boogaard, a little tribute and a little thing on the locomotive plane crash thing, a tribute to that. And meanwhile, I'm hearing meanwhile, I'm hearing that the Bruins, I think it was the Bruins, did a thing for Boogaard. You know, obviously Minnesota did. But the Rangers, they chopped the ball again because they have no idea what the Ranger fan wants PR-wise. They don't understand. They're all glitz and pomp and circumstance. But when it comes to heart, they got no soul. You hear that, John Rez asshole? Thank you.
But, oh, look at our new arena. Look at the glass behind Al Trautwig so we can watch – so we can watch the fans take pictures of the players as they. Oh, that's fantastic!
Oh,
and here's one more thing. Okay, you got John Amarante out there Thursday night to sing the Canadian anthem and the national anthem. Okay, now I did not serve in the military. Okay, but I certainly have the utmost respect for those who do. Okay, I was brought up and I was taught that when the anthem plays, it's an honor, you know, that you are honoring your country. You know it's supposed to be 2 minutes. You sing the song or you don't sing the song, but you honor your country. Don't drop fucking balloons from the roof when they're playing the anthem. Come on, it's not a party. It's not the goddamn Republican convention. It's the national anthem. They don't do that shit in Canada. Don't drop balloons. Fans are like, it's a Jimmy Buffett concert. We're hitting beach balls all over the arena. Come on. Show a little goddamn respect. A little.
Why did this turn into the Sean Hannity show? I mean, this is great. Patriotism.
Come on. It's the same thing I've talked about before. The two fucking clods in the Ranger fans that have to start screaming, "Let's go Rangers," during the anthem. Go, oh, look at me. Look how loud I am during the anthem.
That's true.
You know, come on. Just for 2 fucking minutes, listen to the goddamn anthem. Let the man sing. We don't need balloons. We don't need Let's Go Rangers. We don't need Pot Fan Sucks. Both games, 20 seconds into the fucking game, we got to have the Pot Fan Sucks. It's enough. We lost both games. Our record this year is 0-2 when I hear that fucking chant in the arena. That's it. It's bad.
Well, that's our identity. We got to do that. That's what we're known for.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know how I feel about that. Speaking of national anthems, I don't know, is this unusual? I don't know if they did this last year, but they've been actually showing the national anthems. Have they been doing that? I mean, is that new? Because they had this father and daughter team today. They were great.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you heard that.
Billy Ray and Miley?
Yeah. No, seriously.
Billy Ray and
Miley
Cyrus doing the anthem at the Garden. And I'm doing the anthem at MSG tomorrow. Can you make me look like Kid Rock?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good. But after that, not so much. Well, you know, Rangers had the lead. I mean, what? They have 4-1? Rangers get a 3-goal lead. That should be in the bag out the door. I mean, they usually play in a 1-1 game going in the third. It just all fell apart real quick.
Prevent defense.
I don't know. When you don't have sustained offense,
safe as death.
It's tough to win. And they the Boogaard thing was upsetting. I really thought, you know, it was a chance to be, show a little class, but they didn't. but maybe it was an oversight.
And the Anthony, that always bothers me. I've talked about that before.
Well, you really, I feel it.
I know, that doesn't bother most people the way it bothers me, but it bothers me.
Well, what bothered me about the Amarante one was is that at least he should have shown respect and taken off his toupee during the... I mean, he should have shown a little respect.
He looks like
over his heart.
He looks like a mummy with a dead raccoon on his head. God bless that man.
Oh,
I mean, he's 162 years old. I think he sang the national anthem at the Olympics in Athens when the first one.
God bless him.
Mercury and Apollo racing in a marathon.
If I know two things, if I know one thing in this world, if we start saying God bless him, there's an insult coming after it. God bless Amarante, but did you see him shaking that microphone? Holy Parkinson's Batman. I we should put a stick in his hand. Maybe he could get some shots on net. I mean, he's got quick hands. He's got an NHL release tattoo.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I may went over the line.
Oh, my God. All right, you ready to go to the phones? Or
yeah, I want to hear it.
All right, to lead us off, I think there's none better than Costa. Costa, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah.
Well,
hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, brother.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, listen to me now. Anyway.
You're on the shoe phone? You're on the shoe phone again. You're in the cone of silence over there.
We're a fuck fan base. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody says. We are a fuck fan base. Two ways we're fucked. One, the league takes this team for granted. And two, the ownership takes these fans for granted. So based on that right there, we are a fuck fan base.
I agree with you. I agree with you, and I will go as far as to say the NHL and Gary Bettman dislikes the New York Rangers, and I'm going to tell you why. Because Dolan refuses to play ball with Bettman. We had that website controversy a couple of years back where the Rangers wanted to make their own. They didn't want to be part of the NHL website. The Rangers do not just aren't on friendly terms PR-wise, especially since John Rzasko has working with the Rangers and the NHL. So I certainly think that Gary Bettman does not like the Rangers. And with the fan base, yes, we have an owner who is an owner and doesn't care about the team, or basically probably doesn't know about the team. If he did, Glenn Sather would be bye-bye many years ago. So, yes, we are a fucked fan base. But, Costa, when haven't we been fucked? I mean, seriously. I mean, other than 1994, it's been a Ranger crisis. Year after year, game after game, overtime after overtime.
Based on those two things right there, why would anyone in their right mind want to spend, and I'm going to say it again and again, because I don't give a fuck. Why would anyone in their right mind would want to spend their hard-earned money on the New York Rangers? Why? Based on those two things, why?
Jim, do you have an answer to this? Because we're all not in our right mind, so I think that...
Because it's what you do as a fan. We all do it.
I don't spend my money on these guys.
I know. You don't spend any money on them. I know.
I don't.
Okay, who's your cable provider?
He's trying to get filed.
I have cable, so I'm fucked either way.
What?
He's trying to get files, but he can't.
Oh.
I want files back. I don't want cable, but you fuck them.
What?
Fuck them.
Do you have a Rangers jersey?
Yes.
There you go.
Dan Blackburn.
There you go. Do you have a Rangers hat?
Yes.
There you go. Then you've spent money on them.
No, I haven't spent money on them lately.
But you...
Not lately.
Well, yeah, if you've got a Dan Blackburn jersey, probably not.
But, Costa, how about if the team were good? Let me put that. Say the Rangers were Stanley Cup contenders. Say they were conference contenders and the product was good. Would you spend the money, or do you think that the money is just too much? Or do you want a good product?
If I thought the ownership cared and I thought that there was a good product on the ice, yeah, I would spend my money. Of course I would. I'm not going to spend it now. No way. Now with the crappy ownership and a league hierarchy that hates our guts.
Yeah, I agree. You know, for all they ripped Neil Smith, you know, Neil Smith, when the playoff tickets would go on sale, would come down and talk to the Ranger fans, would send out a letter, and, you know, I think he cared. At least put on the, you know, bullshit me. Make believe you care. You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
Don't have a total disdain for the people that are paying. Why people go, I think a lot of us, well, people that do go, because I only go really if my friends have free tickets anymore, because I frankly, it's a long haul out there for me, and you know, and again, you're right. I can't see spending $50 unless I'm going with like Jim or something, the special occasion, you know,
oh.
Paulie. You
wouldn't spend $50 to go with Paulie D.
I think I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, but then look at all the comedy we got it. Thanks to the Falcon.
That's true.
Stuff like that. So it was well worth it. I thought it was an investment.
Was,
I wrote it off on my taxes.
That was show research. That was 4 hours of show research.
Yeah. Yeah. So I see what you're saying. You know,
Wolski and that motherfucker. Wolski,
now
get him out of here.
Back.
Get him out. Go on. Go on.
Goodbye. Get out of here, you bum. Get out of here, you bum. What? He had two assists. Are you going to take that penalty and that's a racist's two assist game? I mean, every Ranger's making a bonehead play out there. Now you're going to call Wolski a dog just because you don't like him? He produced, baby, today.
Hey, Chris, get him out of here. Wake his ass. Wake his ass.
Get out of here, you bum.
Exactly.
I'm with you on that 158%, buddy. That fucker.
I'd rather have a concussed Bork on the team than Christensen.
I'd rather have a concussed Lindros out there right now. not even Eric Lindros. Another guy. What was his name? Brent.
Brent.
Yeah. So,
all right, Costa, we got to take some more calls.
Real quick.
Yes, sir.
Do you think Torch lasts the season?
Yes. I think the Rangers will right this shit. Once they get everybody back, they showed a little signs. I know today I thought Jim was going to be the guy to calm me down, but I saw some positives. You know, Ottawa's not a bad team. They're young. And could he say Dogovins more today? Oh, I know, Jim, you didn't see it, but Sam was obsessed with this guy, Casper Dogovins. And he kept saying, Dogovins, Dogovins, Dogovins. He must have said it 25 times. But anyway, I saw some positives. You know? Oh, by the way,
yeah,
I want to go back.
I saw some too. But, like, you can't, how do you have three. Like that movie. You boy. You know what I'm saying?
I totally lost you on that. We'll have to get an interpreter after the broadcast to figure out what that. You're speaking in tongues now, Costa. It's time to go.
All right,
out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Take care, man.
It's like Robert De Niro at the end of Cape Fear.
You're going to the ninth level of hell. Yeah. So, maybe I'll jump into the fire here. How about the Toronto game? Me blaming the turn of momentum on Henrik Lundqvist. That goal by Matthew Lombardi was not a good goal. Now, I know we can't say anything bad about Hank, but that bad goal really turned the momentum. And that's one he should have had. Did turn the momentum in that game. Now, I'm not saying
he was not as impressed the other night.
He even said he was. He said, I wasn't sure. And going back to Toronto again one more time to bash before we're the next caller. Did you see Sam Rosen talk about who was it? He was talking about – what guy was it on Toronto? Oh, he was talking about Joffrey Leupold for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And then was it Joffrey? And then he goes, oh, wait, I meant Matthew Lombardi. Like he was talking about the teams he played on and everything. I think it was Joffrey Leupold.
I think you're right.
Yeah, so that was another buffoon moment.
And by the way, in case you haven't heard, the Rangers sent down Tim Erickson and Lobster Newberry immediately after the game. There's been speculation in some places that Mark Stahl might be playing Monday night, but I have not seen that anywhere except Twitter, and it was mentioned on Blue Shirt Banner. I've not seen it from any of the beat reporters. I certainly haven't heard anything from the Rangers. I mean, you gotta get an audience with the Pulp to get that. But so I don't know. It could be because they signed this guy Strawman, or they might be. It could be bringing up Hagelin. I don't know. Who knows what they're doing? But Erickson back to the AHL. He hasn't looked sharp the last two games. He didn't play much today. And Lobster Newberry, whatever. So back to the phones we go.
We go.
Mrs. Newman, what's going on?
Hi guys, how you doing?
Hi.
Mrs. Newman, I'm a little shocked. I didn't know John and I got married.
John,
you act like you're married. I mean,
really?
I'm not with him right now, surprisingly.
You're supporting him like you're married. John texted me and said you had very important information for us.
I do.
Yes.
That's news to my ears. We had a lot of fun on opening night. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out in our favor, obviously, but it was nice. John was ecstatic, so it made
good
up for, it. What?
Good for John. I'm glad he was ecstatic.
but I was going to say, you made reference to the Bouguard memorial, which was awful. It was literally a two-minute thing that should have been a major thing.
Should have been a moment of silence before the game.
That's what we got there early, thinking that before they did all the national anthems and everything, the team would come out and then they would do a whole thing. They did nothing. We both were flabbergasted.
So if your lips are wet and ready to go, hold on.
Thank you, Paul.
Exactly. It was terrible. And then the Avery signs all over the place. Like, John loves Avery. I like him too. But you know what? Like, enough is enough. I agree with you what you said, Jim. That it shouldn't be like this whole thing about Avery and then the balloons and the whole, like, you're at a hockey game. You're there to have fun and enjoy yourself and not look at the past. You're there to look at the future of the team. That's what I think.
And what kind of, you were there, did you see this blue carpet? I know you guys like to get there early. What did you see? Set the scene for us.
There was a blue carpet. John actually stayed there a lot longer than I did. I got a little cold and went back to 31 just to warm up a little bit, but he said that it was a madhouse. There were a lot of people, a lot of former players. He said that Nick Cetillo was there and Adam Graves and all the players and everything. They weren't signing anything. They were rushing them in like mad cats and, mad cats. Yes, I just said mad cats. But he said it was fun. He ended up not staying for the whole thing either because it was a whole... You laughing at me? Thanks. Thanks a lot.
That's Costa.
We all know.
Oh, God. But, I mean...
We all know your nose is growing right now, too, that Pinocchio.
Tell her, Paulie.
Why is my nose growing? I'm not telling you any lies. I'm telling you the truth.
Paulie obviously thinks that you're fibbing to us.
Well, then let him think that, but... I'm not. I'm telling you, Jim and Eddie, I'm a very honest person, so...
All right.
You know that. But,
I think, Paulie,
shut up.
I was
going
to talk about the team, but,
that.
Oh, my God.
All right, okay.
In general, I think the team, you know, you refer to different players that aren't doing well, and yada, yada. But you know what? The game is also a physical game. It's also an emotional game. And I feel like at this point, they're not playing with their heart. They're playing with their head. And, you know, I think, like you said, they're not on the same page. And I think they just need to somehow come together and make it more of a positive environment. Because talking about all this negativity is not going to make them do any better on Monday. So
now, what was the feeling of the crowd after the game? I want to see how bad was it?
Oh, it was bad.
Was it like this?
You keep doing this to me. Stop! Stop doing this to me! Stop! Oh!
Yes. That was great. Yes. I mean, it was just like, you couldn't get out of the place fast enough. It was terrible. Yeah, it was terrible.
Were people yelling this?
You are killing me.
Yeah, I'm sure there were some people yelling that. You know, usually at the Garden, since they redid it, there's all that glass by the escalators and people pound it. There's no more of that, so I don't know what people were going to pound. They probably broke the whole new wall that they built up there. It was just... Yeah, John walks down the escalator. He had nothing to punch. I'm like, please don't punch the wall. But it...
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, it was what it was. And I watched a little bit of today's game before our... Unfortunately, we have no cable right now because of the lovely nor'easter that is here. So we have no cable or internet right now. But I did watch some of today's game. And, they looked great in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, it's... Like, how do you spoil a 4-1 lead? I don't understand.
Wait a minute, Jimmy.
Uh-oh. What?
What? I'm scared.
She said 4-run lead.
No, she said 4-1.
I said 4-1.
You sure?
Yeah,
I'm positive. Why would I say 4-1?
Well, because you've made mistakes in the past with these sports. I've been watching games for you live. We think field goals are involved.
If we had a friend.
Okay, you know what? I watched the game today all by myself.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Oh, God. Did you blow up Stacy?
No, I faked it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm still here.
I don't think anybody fakes it with Stacy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think, like what I said, I think they need to, like, vault.
Like a vault, I love it.
I think they need to play with more heart, and I don't know if it's torts, but no one likes torts right now, the way that he's, you know, pulling people back and forth, it's a nightmare. They need to, I think, as a team, before they even practice, sit down and talk. Because, like I said, it's as much physical as it is mental. So I think that's part of the problem,
fair
too.
Fair point.
Because even, you both know I'm a huge football fan. Watching Tom Coughlin talk to his players on the Giants, even if they lose, he's got the most confidence in them. And I feel like Torts has no confidence in any of his players right now. And that's the problem.
I would disagree with you to a certain extent on Coach Coughlin, but this is a hockey show.
Okay,
you understand what I'm trying to say. Yes.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Check out me and Stacy Monday nights on Big Blue Underground Radio, and we'll talk about Tom Coughlin. All right, Stacy, we got to run. We're going to take some other calls.
All right, take care, guys.
No problem. You're still too good for your boyfriend. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Stacy is actually a better, much better caller than Newman.
She's 10 times better than Newman.
Yeah.
You know, hello, boys. I'm at IHOP. Stacy comes
on. Shut up, you mouth.
Exactly. Stacy comes on. She gets right to the point. Right to the pert, as my grandmother would say. Right to the pert.
All right. Let's get back to this.
He's on hold, by the way, but he's just
Oh, he's just listening.
6478.
You're breaking up on my end.
Is that night with the regular show? Who's this? Am I? I'm sorry. That's unacceptable.
I don't know if that was a world. I mean, a Blog Talk wide breaking up, or is it just me? Anyway, let's go. Let's get back. Let's get back to the phones. Let's get back to it.
630-513. You're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who is this?
It's Adam from Chicago. How are we doing, guys?
Adam. Hey, Adam. How are you?
How are you, sir?
I'm just peachy after staying home on a nice 55-degree, bright, sunny day to stay in my basement and watch this just lovely display of ice capades.
Ah. Well, it looked good there for a while, Adam.
You know, Eddie, I will give you a lot of credit. You've been talking very positive, so I'll throw out a couple of positives. I like Stepan playing on the first line. Tortorella was smart enough to get Christensen out of the first line. Gavrik and Richards played well. Okay, that's it for the positives. Now moving on. I cannot believe I'm saying this already. I feel like I'm committing treason. It's not even Halloween. Bring back the NBA. If this is what we're going to have to watch for...
Oh, wait a minute.
I know. I'm just frustrated after watching this. I don't really mean that, but come on.
We need prohibition. We need less alcohol.
This game has got some pace. This game has got some pace.
He said it too, Jim.
I know. I tweeted that I was going to miss a stellar MSG broadcast because the game was blacked out, and I had people responding to me. We'll tweet you with updates from the broadcast crew, and I had like five people tweet me that said, he just made a pace reference, and I responded, and I responded, what did he say, this game has no pace? I had this girl, I think her name's, what the hell's her name, Janine, I think? She says, no, they think we're idiots and we're not really watching the game or something like that. She was really spot on with what she said.
Well, what were the negatives that stuck out for you, Adam, in this game?
I put it this way. I mean, this wasn't the biggest. They just stopped playing. They just stopped playing. Brad Richards said it himself. I think Andrew Gross put this up. He said, quote, we stopped playing. Ryan Callahan said the team exhaled. That was the word that he used. I think when the team looks as bad as they did for the majority of this game, it's easy to single guys out, but it's really the whole team. And when it's basically the whole team that's not playing well, and I will definitely include the goalie on that, I think it goes back to the coaching staff. You know, I've been on Tortorella's side for the most part for a while, but this week I'm really starting to turn against him.
I'm with you
on that, and I think Ranger fans tend to look for a goat. I saw a lot on our Facebook page about Volsky, but really, it's the whole team. I mean, you know, one guy cannot be responsible for a loss, and the same thing for a win. I mean, although we've seen Henrik Lundqvist win games by himself, but it really is a whole team. The whole team needs to play much better. So, I mean, we can find a goat in every game, let's face it. And I think it was basically they quit playing. I think that's Richards was right on target with that.
No doubt about it. Oh, and there was one other thing in this game that kind of bothered me that we haven't brought up yet. Right at the end of the second period when Dan Girardi gets drilled by this Worcestershire or Dorchester, whatever the hell his name is, and he gets hit a full 2 seconds after the horn goes off. How is that not a penalty?
I didn't see that play. Was that Dogovins or whatever that guy's name is?
I think it was Winchester in all seriousness. Oh. I think it was Winchester who hit him, and it was a full 2 seconds after the buzzer went off.
Ah, I may have been fast-forwarding at that point. I was watching it on GVR. So it's Winchester. We're getting confirmation from the illustrious people in this chat room. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, 600 people in our chat room. Can you believe that? On an hour's notice.
Okay, only 485 of them are staying invisible.
Don't tell anybody.
Okay.
Come on.
600 people will download the podcast at least. How about that?
Well, that's usually...
Oh, well, yeah, at least.
undoubtedly. That's just in Arizona.
That's right.
That's
right.
Our Arizona numbers.
That's right. Hey,
so,
I'll tell you what. More people in Arizona listen to our show than people in New York listen to the Rangers internet radio show when they had it. We got
right.
more people in England listening to this show than they had.
Another positive just came rocketing through my brain was Brad Richards on those face-offs. Holy cow. When was the last time you've seen a Ranger with a face-off that cleanly? Screw him on the point on the power play. Let him win that face-off. I thought that was another positive. I don't know. It sucked. It had to suck if you were there. I know Eva and Claude were there. They must. You thought you had that game in the bag. It was a laugher, and then we wound up getting laughed at as usual.
here's what we need to do. Here's what we need to do. And Jim, since you're a Giants fan, I will say this. Apparently, the whole theme this year for the New York Giants was about finish. They had all these finish T-shirts. They need to get some extra shirts, whatever extra shirts they have, send them straight to Madison Square Garden and put one of them in front of every locker room stall, you know, the nice big oval locker room where they could all look each other in the eye. That's really comforting to know. And put one of those finish shirts. It's the same colors. You don't even need a different color. Same blue colors. Put one right there. This team needs to learn to finish and play 60 minutes. Put finish on the front of the shirt and 60 minutes on the back of the shirt.
Yeah, but then they also need shirts that say start, because some nights they don't do that.
Yeah. Or shop.
How about a shirt that says start, finish, and play the middle?
That's a pretty busy shirt. You might be overloading their brains if you put too much stuff on there.
What was the total shots on net for the Rangers today? Because at one point it was like 25-20 Ottawa. Still not getting a lot of shots.
The hits were 26-21.
I mean, thank God they capitalized on that 5-minute power play. Imagine they had gone no goals for that 5 minutes. I think that place would have been anarchy there at the Garden.
It was amazing. The first goal that Ottawa scored. I mean, the arena went dead silent except for the "We want Avery" chant. I wanted to go through the computer when I heard that.
I love it. People want to reach through and who posted on Facebook they want to reach through and strangle the team, or somebody said that. Hey. Everybody's getting crazy. Was it you?
I don't know who it was.
I was just, I don't know. I really didn't think they were going to blow that. I thought it was going to be 4-3 they were going to win, and it just didn't happen.
Shots were 40-28 in favor of Ottawa.
Ouch. And that was like the worst I felt going into a shootout with the Rangers in years. It was during like the whole overtime, I just kept thinking to myself, they are not going to win. I've never felt that way about a shootout. And this is Henrik Lundqvist against the immortal Craig Anderson. I thought he used to pitch for the Mets back in the day.
Yeah. They have a pretty good roster, you know, McCulloch, who made a fabulous
God, music. That was amazing.
That was a nice move to the back end. You know, they have Spezza. They got it good, but our guys just haven't really been able to put it in. You think about
it. We couldn't even hit the net in the shootout.
Volsky hits the post.
Way to cap the game off, Volsky. Two assists. That's great. Great. You hit the post, enjoy your suspension.
Well, Adam, it was nice to hear from you. Enjoy the nice weather, what's left over there in Chicago and Chi-Town.
Oh, I know the snow will be coming very, very soon. I'm just waiting on it.
Yep. It's snowing in New Jersey, apparently. And big news just in, I will be going to the Ranger game tomorrow. I mean, Monday. San Jose.
Oh. Free ticket, right?
Free ticket from my good friend, Eddie Johnstone, a.k.a. Paul Lienken, right? Lienken? Is that how you say it?
Lienken.
Lienken. Lienken beer, yes. Grab a liney.
There you go.
Lienkugel. That's a fun. They got some. They make some pretty good beers. I could use one right about now.
Yep. We all. So cheers, my friend. Stay safe.
All right, Adam. We'll
cheers,
talk
boys.
To you soon. Bye.
Okay. Be on hold, please.
All right.
Later.
All right.
Rocco wants to be wearing costume. I got news for you, Rocco. I am a costume. You know.
And don't forget, December 28th, we have the Blue Shirt Underground viewing party, location to be announced. Did you see all those messages from Tom at the Blarney Rock? He wants you to come in and talk to him.
Yeah. Is he there? Is he in Hawaii? Where is he?
He wants you to go in and talk to the managers there. They're going to be well-versed in why you're there, and he's going to possibly look into some options for a PA system that we talked about, because I laid out for him what we wanted to do. So
okay,
he said go
in
and talk to the guys, see how big it is. You know,
I'll go in Monday.
Yeah, because the problem is both times is that we never know how many people are going to be there. I mean, you know, we'd like to think that we'd have at least 50 people there, and but if we don't, we don't. But you never know. You know, it could snow that day, and there'll be 9 of us sitting there. So
yeah, but it'll be the 9 loudest mofos ever.
That's true. All right, you want to talk to? We got one call left, and then I think we should probably wrap this up really quick. I got to tell you, this is pretty funny. You know how there's like those I guess you call them a bot on Twitter, that they just pick up messages about certain people and they'll respond to you. You know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
It's like they just pick up like keywords. Like if you tweet something about the Sopranos, you'll get a response back from the Sopranos blog about it, something like that. Anyway, I tweeted this morning when I was watching the Rangers pregame show. I said something like, what was my tweet? Something like, there are more guys on this Rangers pregame show than there were in the baseball broadcast booth in the first Naked Gun. Right?
Oh, wow.
So I get a response back from someone named Enrico Palazzo, and it's a line from Naked Gun, like a midget in a urinal, I was going to have to stay on my toes. Pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah, that's a good one. Enrico Palazzo.
Marcy, are you there? Marcy, 732-259. Well, maybe.
Maybe she's having problems. She sent me a message through Facebook after the Toronto loss. I abhor this team.
Yeah, I got that message too. That's one of her favorites.
No, I had no response to that because that's how I was feeling at that time as well.
That was Marcy, but she hung up. So I'll tell you what, we'll chat amongst ourselves here for a minute, wrap this up, and if she calls back in, we'll put her on, and if not, we will see you guys Wednesday night. So you're going to the game Monday night? That's
what's the Islander Shark game? It was 1-1.
Let's see here. I'll Grant pull the score.
I got a rant while you can pull that up.
2-2 in the third period. Montreal over Boston, 3-1. Toronto over Pittsburgh, 4-3 late in the third. Buffalo over Florida, 2-1. That's late in the third as well. Anaheim over Nashville, 2-0 late in the second. Tampa Bay over Winnipeg, 3-0 late in the third. Or no, I'm sorry, 1-0 late in the third. And the Wild over the Red Wings, 1-0. And Dallas is beating the Devils, 1-0.
Do you see these Islander jackasses are doing a tribute to the 92-93 team tonight?
Is that the team that – what did they do? They went to the Eastern Conference Finals. Isn't that the team that beat Pittsburgh in like 12 overtimes on Easter Sunday?
I mean, they got Benoit Hogue out there. Like, he's what are they looking for? Come on.
Yeah, good point, Adam. Like, it was the Wales finals. There wasn't an East. That's
like
right.
Bringing Dallas Eakins back for like the 96th conference final against the Flyers. I mean, this is a joke. Like, how much did that people come up? Oh, I got to see that. I got to get down to the mausoleum tonight in the Northeast to catch that.
When are we going to honor the 85-86 team that had that great run to the finals, the conference finals? Bring back Ted Sater and Espo and Van Beesbrook and Bob Brook, Pierre LaRouche.
So, I saw that and I was, again, just shaking my head and go, this franchise is just so third rate. The legendary Claude Loisel. Adam, you're on tonight. In that 85-86 Ranger, Claude Loisel will be there. Well, that's it.
I guess that's it. We've got no more calls, and we'll call it a day.
I thank you all for joining us, you guys, on such short notice. And we'll be back Wednesday.
Yes, we will.
My review of the Ranger experience on Monday. Good night, everybody.
That's right. You're going to get to see the transformation of the garden.
That's right.
Look for the Blue Shirt Underground suite.
It'll be underground. I told you, it's in Sbarro's.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well,
all right, everybody. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Take care.
Good night.